The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
The sound of Merseyside time. 45 minutes devoted to local acts brought to you by John Gibbons Incorporated.
Morning, good morning, Gibbo.
Good morning, good morning.
How's things?
Great, yeah.
Yeah? What have we got on today? What's happening?
It's action-packed, isn't it, sound the Merseyside this week? There's so many bands who want to get involved and so much talent in this area that we've got to start doubling up. So, got Cheap Thrills coming in later after 9:30, so I'm just dead excited to see
them. Brilliant.
And they're my mates and that, yeah. So I'm just happy to see them. But Stillia first, who've been in before, but since then just absolutely smashing it, like worldwide now, just about to go on world tour. And I'm just doing superb stuff, so I thought to get them in to do a bit of an update and to play the new single.
So Matty, Jack and Connor in. Morning, lads.
Morning. All right.
World tour, smashing it globally.
Yeah.
It's not an exaggeration, is it?
What's going on?
We go on tour in about 2 weeks. We go on tour with a band called Ocean Colour Scene.
Oh, wow.
So we're in Dubai for a couple of days, and then we fly to Australia for... about 2 weeks, is it, or a week, something like that, and then we then fly to New Zealand, and then fly back to Dubai, and then back to the UK, and then a couple of days later we're going on a UK tour then of our own.
What an opportunity! How did it arise? How on earth do you all of a sudden get to hitch on the coattails of a recognised, renowned band like Ocean Colour Scene?
I think we just really worked hard at it. Just gigged. Mm. And obviously we met our management. We got the management deal and stuff, and then things just went from there. We started meeting the likes of the big dogs in promotions like SGM and MJR and all that, and then we started working really close with MJR, and then hence like things like this are coming off with them.
So they're the big dogs. What size of dog is Gibbo?
he's a pretty big dog in Liverpool, yeah.
a chihuahua sort of thing. No, I think it's absolutely amazing. It's brilliant stuff.
Thank you,
Ocean Colour Scene, when I was 17, I was watching Ocean Colour. And they're still as good now, I think. They're absolutely
they're
brilliant, aren't they?
Yeah, to it, yeah. We're going to be we're gonna be pretty drunk at the side of the stage.
Stinging
to it the day we caught the train. Like, so.
Does it feel like almost a holiday for you coming up? Is it that exciting? Yeah, I know it's work, but is it hard to sort of treat that as work?
If we had quite a lot of days off, then I'd say yeah, but it's literally like we're gigging.
Constantly.
And we're back to the hotel for 3 hours and then we're just getting on another plane then. So it's the only times we've got really free are like in the days and after the sound checks, and then we get to go to water parks and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? But other than that, like there's no really free days. It's sort of gig back to the hotel a few hours and then straight on another plane.
We have so many bands in, don't we, that would just love an opportunity like this. This is the stuff of dreams, isn't
it? No, it's absolutely phenomenal, and playing places that... You know, I mean, when I was going up, like, getting a gig in Manchester was a big deal, you know what I mean? Like, never mind, like, stuff like, you know, going out to Dubai and Australia and stuff like that. Like, that's... I remember, you know, Timo from the T-Street always said his dream was to fly in somewhere and then pick up his guitar off the travel aid, you know, and say, well, I'm going up to do it. You know, it's just a little thing like that. And it is really cool. And to do it with a band like Ocean Colour Scene, we kind of... all I think would have listened to kind of growing up. It is very exciting. So, but as I said, as Jack said there, that the lads have worked so hard. They deserve it really, because that's what you're putting in the hard yards to do, gigging all the small clubs and getting yourself known and just, you know, networking, pushing yourself online and stuff like that. And the lads deserve it, and the nice guys as well. So I'm made up for them.
And without raising expectations, it almost needs to be the start, doesn't it? You need to be coming back from that going, well, actually, we're going to do this again and we're going to try and even do it bigger and better. It's got to be a continuous thing after that point, hasn't it?
It's a long-term relationship that we've got with MJR now. Like you said, they're doing the UK tour for us as well, which is our headline one. And there's loads of other things in the works for next year that we're really excited, and obviously we can't announce anything yet, like until it's set in stone. But there's loads of things that we're looking forward to. Loads of other big tours and stuff. So we'll see how it goes.
Right, Stillia, our special guest on Sound of Merseyside today. Have you got a new track out? Have you? Is this what you're singing? Or
it's a song called 4 AM that we just recently released.
Okay, take it away, boys.
It was like this.
Thank you.
round in a circle, but I don't mind if you don't mind. Ah, you call me, you're lonely, you want me to be there, 'cause it ain't no fun being on your own. And the system you're using, it's only confusing. The road that we're taking, the road that we're walking. So when I'm stood outside your door and it's four in the morning, well, I'm a little bit drunk, but I'm trying my best to be charming. And I know, 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 and I know that you don't need it. I just can't help it. Are we always say we don't want to get in deep, but what are they up to? We're up to our knees. And the system we're using, it's only confusing. The road that we're taking, the road that we're walking. So I'm stood outside your door and it's four in the morning. Said I'm a little bit drunk, but I'm trying my best to be charming. I don't know what I know, what I know, what I know. I don't know what I know, what I know. I don't know what I know, what I know, what I know. I don't know that you don't need it, but I just can't help it. Outside your door and it's four in the morning. Said I'm a little bit drunk, but I'm trying my best to be charming. I don't know what I know, what I know, what I know. I don't know what I know, what I know. I don't know what I know, what I know, what I know. I don't know, but you know we need it. Just can't help it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely. But I wish sometimes that people could actually see what we're watching as well.
Well, I've just done a bit of video, so I'll put that on the Twitter and things
it's
like
amazing.
That.
It's amazing. But... put so much sort of passion and emotion into it as well. Oh, you're totally you. Immersed into it. It's absolutely... I love the vocals. And
for 9:15 in the morning, it's not bad, is it? Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know about the medicine.
That's what it'll feel like when you're playing in Australia or something. You're back to front, what are you going, oh, flip it there. Right, so that one's out, is it, right now?
Yeah, it's got released about a week ago. 2 weeks ago, it's on Spotify, iTunes, and all that.
Right.
Yeah, it's called 4 AM.
It's called what? Sorry.
4 AM.
4 AM. There you go. Makes sense. You should be singing it at 9 AM, doesn't it? Brilliant, brilliant stuff. Is there other stuff on there at the moment that you'd sort of direct people towards?
Yeah, we've released our first single released a few months ago. We did a music video for it called "Let Me In," and Johnny Vegas from our hometown. He directed and starred in the video for us as well. So that's a pretty funny video. That's online as well.
You're proud of Johnny Vegas?
Yeah, he's.
Is he like the mascot?
He's like the idol of St. Helens, isn't he? I'm trying to catch up to him. At the minute.
Is he going to be on a video in the future? Is he?
Yeah, well, he's in. He's in. Like I said, he's in the first one now of ours. Let Me In. He's starring in that.
So maybe a continuous relationship there with the band and
fingers
John.
Crossed.
But he's the proud of you as well, though, when he talks about you on TV and stuff, doesn't he?
Yeah,
so
I love him. I love him. He's a top guy.
That is great. That little St. Helens community. Martin Murray. Yeah. Everyone coming together. Come on, lads. Absolutely brilliant. Great to have you in, lads. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you so much.
Matty, Jack and Connor, hopefully you come and see us after your world tour. If you can fit us in once you're famous and global and all
well,
that.
Well, that's it. But we should probably say as well that to give the UK tour a bit more of a shout as well when the guys come back. Are you doing a big show with the Arts Club in Liverpool, aren't you?
Yeah,
which is
what date is that?
The 1st of December.
Yeah, 1st of December, we're playing at the Arts Club. It's almost at a sellout now on tickets. Mm. We had an update on the tickets the other week. So yeah, it shouldn't be long till it's sold out.
It's only a fiver as well, which is like a bargain.
Yeah, so
keenly priced for the
it should be good. We're gonna have some top support bands on. I think one or two of the bands will be from around here for Liverpool, so it should be good.
Radio City Talk Breakfast, the kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.